Battery technology may well be advancing in leaps and bounds, but the majority of the rolling stock on the roads are traditionally petrol-powered vehicles. So what can we do while these vehicles are still in service? One solution could be to go halfway, an electric motor that's powered by diesel. In other words, a hybrid. Alex Shea is a CEO and co-founder of Vantage Power, a company retrofitting buses with hybrid engines that dramatically reduces their emissions. Carissa Strange went to hear how.
Instead of being the iconic red that most London double-deckers are, it's a beautiful kind of blue and green. But no, it is just a double-decker bus, isn't it? What's different about it?
From the exterior, nothing is different about this bus. It is a double-decker bus. It's when you get under the skin that things have changed quite substantially. What used to be a big diesel engine, a big gearbox, and lots of chunky metal, all of that has been removed, and our hybrid powertrain has been retrofitted into where the engine used to be. So it is a diesel bus converted to hybrid power.
Could you explain a bit about what you've done under the hood, I suppose?
If you look in the back of a normal bus, you typically see a big engine, 6.9 to 9 litres for the techies among you, and that's mated to a gearbox, which in itself weighs about half a tonne. And you have a lot of other components around that, cooling packs, auxiliary components, things of that nature. Every single part of that has been removed. And by the end of that, you end up with a big, empty engine bay and big discernible features such as engine mounting points. We have a self-contained hybrid, so it's fully pre-assembled. The bus gets lifted in the air on some bus lifts and dropped down over the hybrid system. And that hybrid system bolts into all the existing engine mounting points and all of the systems in the bus that we don't touch. So pneumatics for your braking and suspension, hydraulics for your power steering, and alternators for your electrical load.
One of the main problems with electric vehicles tends to be the batteries that are used. They tend to die as we're driving them and so on. How does this hybrid overcome that problem?
So a hybrid typically merges an internal combustion engine, which uses fuel as its energy source, with an electric system of some kind. Our system is what's called a series hybrid system, which essentially is an electric bus. It works much like you might have an electric remote control car. You have a big battery, and it feeds an electric motor, and off it drives. But that battery is only sufficient to drive the bus for somewhere between 4 and 10 kilometers, which is not sufficient for normal use. And this is when we bring in the internal combustion side. Our engine is completely disconnected from the wheels. It can go at any speed, even when the bus is stationary, or it could be off when the bus is going fast. And that engine just serves to generate electricity to recharge the battery pack. And what that allows us to do is it allows us to run the engine at its most efficient point, so we can save fuel in that way and improve the emissions. It also allows us to turn off the engine when we're sitting in traffic or moving very slowly. And that means that we're not producing idle emissions. We're not having the engine idling for no reason, as you would have in a normal vehicle.
These buses still need diesel to work them, I suppose. Is it much less than what you would use normally?
Absolutely. So we are typically taking buses that are between 6 and 12 years old and putting in a hybrid system, and we've seen consistently 40% or better improvement in the fuel consumption. Whereas before, this exact bus sitting in front of us driving it around London would have been about 4.5 miles to the gallon in terms of fuel consumption. We are regularly seeing better than 8 miles to gallon, which is a massive improvement. And depending on how many miles you do per year, that could save the bus operator up to £20,000 worth of fuel per bus per year.
Are these the future of public transport?
Hybrid is the future, I would say, for at least the next 5 to 10 years. We will have increasing number of electric buses on the road during that time. But I don't think we can see a large-scale proliferation until we have substantial swathes of the city covered by a standard charging infrastructure. And we're not even close to formulating that. Electric vehicles, electric buses are the future. I think the industry is quite united in that fact, but it's a long way off still.
Vantage Power's Alex Shea. Those hybrid buses should be carrying fare-paying customers around the capital from later next year. Thank you also to all our other guests this week. That was Claire Gray, Wasim Mercer, Ben Barrett and Peter Cowley.